I am thrilled to be telling you the story behind the story of Who Moved My Cheese, because it means the audio program is complete and is available for all of us to listen to, enjoy, and share with others. This is something I've wanted to see happen ever since I first heard Spencer Johnson tell his great cheese story years ago, before we wrote our book, The 1 Minute Manager, together. I remember thinking then how good the story was and how helpful it would be to me from that moment on. Who Moved My Cheese is a story about change that takes place in a maze where four amusing characters look for cheese. Cheese being a metaphor for what we want to have in life, whether it is a job, a relationship, money, a big house, freedom, health, recognition, spiritual peace, or even activity like jogging or golf. Each of us has our own idea of what cheese is, and we pursue it because we believe it makes us happy. If we get it, we often become attached to it. And if we lose it or it's taken away, it can be traumatic. The maze in the story represents where you spend time looking for what you want. It can be the organization you work in, the community you live in, or the relationships you have in your life. I tell the cheese story that you're about to listen to in my talks around the world, and often learn later from people about what a difference it has made to them. Believe it or not, this little story has been credited with saving careers, marriages, and lives. One of the many real-life examples comes from Charlie Jones, a well-respected broadcaster for NBC TV, who revealed that hearing the story of Who Moved My Cheese saved his career. His job as a broadcaster is unique, but the principles he learned can be used by anyone. Here's what happened. Charlie had worked hard and had done a great job of broadcasting track and field events at an earlier Olympic Games. So he was surprised and upset when his boss told him he had been removed from these showcase events for the next Olympics and was assigned to swimming and diving. Not knowing these sports as well, he was frustrated. He felt unappreciated, and he became angry. He said he felt it wasn't fair. His anger began to affect everything he did. Then he heard the story of Who Moved My Cheese. After that, he said he laughed at himself and changed his attitude. He realized his boss had just moved the cheese, so he adapted. He learned the two new sports, and in the process found that doing something new made him feel young. It wasn't long before his boss recognized his new attitude and energy, and he soon got better assignments. He went on to enjoy more success than ever, and was later inducted into the Pro Football's Hall of Fame Broadcaster's Alley. That's just one of the many real-life stories I've heard about the impact this story has had on people, from their work life to their love life. I'm such a strong believer in the power of Who Moved My Cheese that I gave a copy of an early pre-publication edition to everyone, more than 200 people, working in our company. Why? Because like every company that wants not only to survive in the future, but stay competitive, the Ken Blanchard companies are constantly changing. They keep moving our cheese. While in the past we may have wanted loyal employees, today we need flexible people who are not possessive about the way things are done around here. And yet, as you know, living in constant whitewater, with changes occurring all the time at work or in life, can be stressful, unless people have a way of looking at change that helps them understand it. Enter the cheese story. When I told people about the story and then gave them a copy, you could almost feel the release of negative energy beginning to occur. Person after person from every department went out of their way to thank me and told me how helpful Who Moved My Cheese had been to them already in seeing the changes going on in our company in a different light. Believe me, this brief parable takes only a little time to listen to, but its impact can be profound. As you listen, you will hear three sections in this program. In the first, a gathering, former classmates talk at a class reunion about trying to deal with the changes happening in their lives.